WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
This is the Firefly Funhouse! And I want to introduce you to some very special friends that I met along the way.
This is EC3.
Hey, this is Max Brown, King Robert from the Royals.
This is the undisputed future Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
I'm Bristol.
And I'm Aubrey from ATTV Flipper Flop Vegas.
Hi, this is Bree.
And this is Nikki, and we're the Bella Twins.
Yeah, this is Broken Not Hottie. This is Christopher Daniels. And what I like to do on my off days is listen to the rap, and now you are too.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
You can look, but you can't touch.
Ruthless aggression.
With your host.
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all have become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
Stickers! And her producer, Sir Rocket.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
If you smell what the game is playing.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Yowie wowie!
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, youtube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you are listening on Twitch and you happen to have a Prime Gaming sub available, which was formerly Twitch Prime, well, you can subscribe for free for 30 days to this channel. All you have to do is click the little purple button down at the bottom of the screen. And if you would like to follow, like, subscribe, do all the little things with the purple button as well, we're happy to have you any way that we can get you. And, well, if you're interested, you can also follow my channel, twitch.tv/LindsWard. Same as my Twitter. I am your host, Lindsay Ward. Joining me, as always, is the ever-faithful producer, /co-host/handyman, Sorokin.
She's a streamer, y'all.
I'm not a streamer.
She streamed this morning.
I did stream this morning, guys. I actually did stream. Like, my internet worked today.
If you'd like to see the VOD, go to twitch.tv/LindsWard, or you go to youtube.com/RackRadioShow. Both places you can find Lindsay's live reaction to Fortnite Battle Royale Chapter 2 Season 4. Marvel.
Just call it the Marvel season. Is it even, like, Chapter 4? Just call it the Marvel season, and everybody will know what you're talking about.
It's the Nexus fight.
It's the Nexus. Well, who's played Barrett?
Tony Stark?
Maybe.
Use creator code RocketSock in the Fortnite item shop. #ad. #ad for partner. You're going to hear that a lot tonight.
You're going to hear that a lot tonight because he's going to be plugging the crap out of it, especially in the back half of the show, because we are going to be talking all about Chapter 2, Season 4, the Marvel edition of Fortnite, since it dropped today. That will be in the second half of the show. But we do have to talk a little wrestling, as if we haven't done enough of that this week. If you missed our SummerSlam review, please go check that out. That's on wildtalkradio.com and rackradioshow.com for your listening pleasure. Brock and I talked all about the biggest party of the summer, which you'll never see coming separately on another show. So feel free to listen to that whenever you like.
Because we know people want to see Marvel stuff, and we want to play Marvel stuff. So we decided, hey, let's split the show up and give you a podcast instead, because we haven't done that enough this week.
Yeah, we went an hour on SummerSlam, guys, so we figured, you know, we didn't want to, like, pull everybody down, especially since we have another pay-per-view that we have to pick tonight, and we don't know how long that's going to take. We didn't know how many matches we were going to have, and so, yeah, here we are. Decisions were made. They may not have been the best decisions, but they weren't exactly the worst decisions either. So I say we get right into the news. Retro Reference over at MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. And we really only have two news stories. And I'm going to start with the biggest story of the week. Let's do the Blame Brent.
You say the Blame Brent? Let's get into the Blame Brent.
Bones breaking. Backs cracking. Shoulders snapping. It's this week's Injury Roundup.
Brent, on your way home, will you get me tacos?
Also, is it raining where you're at, Brent?
Why would it be raining where he's at?
I'm just asking if it's raining where he's at. Because we both have umbrellas you can borrow.
Oh, yeah, we do. We do. Day one. Dang.
Anyway, let's talk about the Blame Brent.
So this ties into NXT, which we're going to be talking about here in a little bit. But Karrion Kross, the brand new NXT champion. Brand new as of Sunday.
Saturday,
I'm sorry. Separated shoulder.
Hashtag blame Brent.
It happened in the match, on the show. He went for a medical evaluation on Monday and announced Wednesday, I know what day it is, that he was going to have to take time away to let the injury heal. I don't think there's any announcement on how long he's going to be gone.
He may need surgery, which is why what happened on NXT, which we'll get into a little bit, happened. So we'll get into part B of this in like 5 minutes.
Yeah, which just...
Or so.
Yeah. Sucks. For him. So, interesting developments coming out of NXT that we'll talk about. And our second really big story is, while John Cena is moving into the superhero world, he is taking over the role of Peacemaker in the next Suicide Squad movie. So congratulations to him. He got revealed this past weekend. He looks very fancy in his little silver mask.
Yeah. He joins The Rock and Batista in that world.
Huh. Well, The Rock is black.
Adam.
Adam.
Mm-hmm.
And then Batista's in Marvel, right?
He's in Marvel. Isn't he in something else, too?
I didn't think he was in DC. He might be. I don't know. Does anybody know?
Brent.
Is Batista in the DC world? I know he's in Marvel because he's Drax.
He's Drax in Marvel. Is he in the DC world?
Is he?
I think he's just Drax. I don't know. Somebody will know. Anyone? They'll let us know.
Just Guardians. Okay.
But he's still in the world of comic book.
Comics. Well,
yeah. That's more what I meant. All right.
So it will be interesting to see if John Cena and The Rock cross paths at all in that movie world, since they're both kind of in it. So that's like it for the news. Really short news segment. Yay.
Because we talked about Renee on the SummerSlam show, so it's like she was the really big story of the week.
Yeah. So, all right. NXT.
All right. Let's kick it into NXT.
It's time for this week's edition of the NXT Rundown.
So as we mentioned, Karrion Kross.
So the show opens with the brand new, fiery, demonic, evil, dare I say satanic, NXT champion and Scarlet, aka Murder Mom. Coming to the ring looking victorious, except, well, Karrion has his arm in a sling. He's got the title with him. Scarlet looks irritated, and you kind of know where this is going. Like, right off the bat, you know where this is going. And sure enough, Karrion Kross gives an amazing promo talking about, you know, basically how he's stepping away as champion, but Doomsday will come.
He said
the clock is ticking.
The clock, which was very, very nice symbolism by flipping over the hourglass. He talked about going to war and how he, you know, ripped the title away, but casually, happily, and it's on both sides of war, which is why his shoulder is messed up. But it sucks. I mean, I wouldn't, there are some people calling this heartbreaking. I wouldn't call this heartbreaking. He had the belt 3 days. It's not heartbreaking.
It's unfortunate.
It's unfortunate timing, because he was about to get that rocket pushed.
And I think that's why it's sad, is because he was getting ready to get that rocket, and we've seen this before, right? Where somebody's getting ready to get the massive monster push, and they get hurt, and they're gone for months, and then they come back, and they never really ever gain that momentum back. And that's what's worrying for him, is he had such great momentum coming out of NXT TakeOver, And, you know, everybody was excited about his win, even though some people were upset about Keith Lee losing and him going to the main roster and Raw, and we're not going to talk about that. But
I was right.
There you go. He feels better now. But hopefully he can come back and he can regain that momentum. I'm pretty sure he can. Like, I'm pretty sure he can just come back and, like, just murder somebody and it's fine.
He'll be fine. Give him 3-4 months. He'll be fine.
But this vacates the NXT title, which means, ladies and gentlemen, that a new champion has to be crowned.
We'll get into a moment. But before we get any further, it's, you know, this show opened with, well, a familiar saying.
I'm afraid I've got some bad news.
That's right. Stu Bennett, a.k.a. Wade Barrett, was on commentary with Vic Joseph and Beth Phoenix. Mara was unavailable, and Nigel McGuinness, I think, is still on furlough and unavailable. So they brought in Mr. Bennett to do commentary, and he said he'll be back next Tuesday. So I think for now he's temping in for someone.
He's on the NXT roster page now.
So he's got a steady gig.
So a one-off, maybe a little bit more now that he has his pictures on the page. So
you know what? And if that's the case, I'm completely fine with this. I have no problems with Wade Barrett being back in the company. So here's my thing. It's completely stupid, but I want it to happen because I want Booker and Baron and Wade to all find each other and be the three kings and just wear their little crowns and their capes just for a moment and just basically sashay around. Like, I would kind of be okay with that.
Oh, yeah, the Bella Twins did reveal their kids' names.
Yes.
One's Buddy, and I forget what Nikki's his name.
Oh, it's...
It begins with an M.
It's Monette. No, it's not Monette.
Mateo or something?
Yeah, Mateo. It's Mateo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yes. And the son, the babies are very cute. They're on the cover of People.
Daniel Bryan looked really, really awkward doing a photo.
And you noticed it. What's funny is, like, Nikki looks terrified. She's got that new mom look.
Yep.
And Bree's like, I got this. Mm-hmm. I've done this before. It's fine. Mm-hmm. Nikki's like, holy crap! So, yes. So, congratulations to the Bella Twins.
All right. Back in NXT. Tag team titles were on the line as Imperium defended against Breezango. And in a surprise, Breezango are your brand new NXT tag team champions.
Oh yeah, I forgot Sheamus. The Four Kings. We could do the Four Kings. I was really surprised, number one, that they did this on the show. I figured they would save this match for a later date. But then you remember that Imperium is probably going back over to the UK because they're starting NXT UK in about 2 weeks. So, I should say about a month.
September 17th.
No, so it is about 2 weeks.
They're probably taping in the next week or so.
So they have to get them back over to get them quarantined to get them on the show. So that makes sense why this was on this show and makes even more sense why Breezango has the titles, but also because Breezango has goddamn earned it. Good lord.
Yeah.
About freaking time. These guys had a great match. Breezango looked wonderful. Imperium looked good. And in the end, Breezango is victorious and Xavier Woods is pissed.
Yeah, there he is.
Poor Xavier Woods.
Poor Xavier Woods. His life is going to be hell. Because he tweeted, none of you are in the group chat. None of you have any idea how unbearable my life is about to be. You only see a small percentage. No one knows my hell. Breeze tweeted, 3,023 days since I wrestled my first NXT match as Mike Dalton. 882 matches since then. 1,569 days, lol, of being a tag team with Fandango. Thanks, bud. We did it.
Which is sweet.
He worked hard for it, Breeze did. So, congrats to him.
Breeze and Fandango. It's been a long time since both of them have had recognition in WWE. An extremely long, long time. And what I mean by recognition is a title.
I don't think Breeze ever won a title. Other than the left-right championship.
I don't think Breeze ever won a title either. He came very close in NXT, but they never put the title on him in NXT. And then when he went up to the main roster, they just...
You know, did a thing.
Yeah, did a thing to him. And then there's Fandango. So they're two very, very under...
Appreciated people.
Yeah. Underappreciated people just for how talented they are. So I'm really happy that they have the titles. I'm really happy that they're finally acknowledging how good they are. And I hope they have a very long and successful run.
So we had Mackenzie interviewing Damian Priest, and he got into it with Timothy Thatcher, and Thatcher wants gold. I mean,
okay. We're all here for this. I mean, that's fine. Priest is like, sure, whatevs.
Tommaso Ciampa made his return to NXT.
Daddy's back.
Destroyed Jake Atlas. Destroyed him after the match. He was even got stretchered, then destroyed him after he was on the stretcher.
Which was vicious as hell.
With the DDT, yeah. Ciampa is an evil son of a...
He taunted the crowd. Basically, he made his presence felt since he hasn't been around for a while.
It's been 2 months.
So, Daddy's home, and it's very, very happy. We're all very happy to see Daddy being home. But speaking of Daddy, because we're all going to go there, there were multiple daddies there tonight. In fact, all the NXT dads were in attendance tonight, or that night, because, well, we had William Regal back, number one. Uncle William, we've missed you. Welcome home.
Mm-hmm.
Hunter was there. Sean was there.
I love that his NXT hat was on the table, too, right in front of him.
Yeah, that was a really bad shot because his head was tilted down and you could just see the top of his head. You're just like,
He was trying to hide it with the glasses, the sunglasses.
Yeah, he's trying to cover it up with the sunglasses in his hand and everything because he knows. He just knows. But it just was not working. And then Albert, I don't know his last name. I know it's Matt.
Matt Bloom,
there we go. Matt Bloom.
Tensai. A-Train.
We're all sitting at a conference table together, going over things, probably discussing the title match and what they were going to do because Karrion Kross is no longer the champion. I find it hilarious because I think William Regal is actually the oldest of that bunch, and he's the only one that has a full head of hair. The only one. Like, he has this glorious hair, right? These waves that just cascade off his head. The other three are just like, Matt Bloom's bald. Hunter's pretty much bald. Sean is just unfortunate. Like, that whole hair situation is just bad. They just need to get him something. Like, just get him help because it's terrible. In the best way, we love you, Sean. But yeah, so they're all sitting there trying to figure out what they're gonna do.
Which we'll find out in a minute. Tegan Knox, Candice LeRae was talking about Tegan Knox backstage and talked about her friendship with Tegan, and well, you know, Tegan doesn't want to follow the Gargano way. She should just, well, stay away.
Yeah, I don't think she's going to do that.
So, we then had Bronson Reed talking about Timothy Thatcher putting his head in the ring. And, well, Reed wants a shot. And then Austin Theory showed back up. We found him. Bronson Reed then slapped Austin Theory, and, well, there you go.
I'm so happy Austin Theory got away from the cult.
Yeah, I don't disagree.
So, this was a nice little segment. So, we're setting some challengers up for Damian Priest, which is always good.
Mm-hmm. Can we talk about my favorite feud of all time right now in NXT?
Yes.
On one corner, you have Robert Stone. In the other corner, Shotzi Blackheart's tank.
I love that they just keep going back to that, and they just have Shotzi keep running over Robert Stone. Like, it shouldn't be as funny as it is, but it is. It's hilarious.
Robert Stone was out there because I think Mercedes or something was supposed to be Mia's opponent. So, but Shotzi ran over Robert, and it led to Mia and Shotzi. And I was thinking as this match was going, it's like... Shotzi really needs the win here because, like, she takes a lot of losses.
Mm-hmm.
And a minute later, she got the win.
Yay, go Shotzi! Yeah, I mean, it's like she kind of started off really strong. They introed her, and then she sort of just fizzled a little bit. And now I think they're trying to bring her back up because they have something for her to do. So here's hoping that Shotzi continues to win and go on the rise and possibly challenge for a title because that would be good.
So the general manager, William Regal, came to the ring.
Uncle William.
Talked about Karrion Kross's injury and wishes him the best of luck in his recovery. But next week, on a special Tuesday night edition of NXT Super Tuesday, there will be four NXT champions going into the ring and battling in a four-way match to determine the new NXT champion. These men are former NXT champions for the greatest of all time, Johnny Gargano, Tommaso Ciampa, Finn Balor, and Adam Cole. Bye-bye. Now, go ahead.
They're trying to murder my ovaries with this match, y'all. I'm going to get pregnant because of this.
And now, for the first time in NXT history, the title will be on the line in a 60-minute Iron Man match. Let's go.
Let's do it. I'm here.
Like, you usually say Iron Man matches between two men. This is four men. This is going to be absolutely insane.
Especially given who's in this match. Let's go.
Let's go. Just do this.
Let's
thing.
Go. Yeah, let's do this. I am so here for this. I'm very excited when they announce this. It's like done.
Mm-hmm.
Just done.
Santos Escobar successfully retained his Cruiserweight Championship over Isaiah Swerve Scott.
After he put on his mask, which has a hidden hard thingy in it, and he smacked Isaiah in the head. It's actually a very clever way to do that. Mm-hmm. And I applaud him for that.
As he called Wade Barrett joke, the power of the mask.
Power of the mask, man.
So Johnny cut a promo about the opportunity next week. We had a Finn Balor one later on as well. And then it led to our next contest. Kyle O'Reilly, Drake Maverick.
This is good.
Solid match.
I like this. I enjoy this. By the way, I need more Bobby Fish in my life. Please. Thank you.
Kyle got the win.
I like this. I thought it was good.
Then Killian Dade made the save for old Drake.
Drake Maverick.
Mm-hmm. But then he got laid out.
Yeah, I did.
Mackenzie talked to Rhea Ripley, who decided to team with Io tonight. She said, not going to let her desire for the Women's Championship get in the way of getting rid of Dakota and Raquel. And, well, she ripped into Renee Gonzalez just a little bit.
A smidge. I mean, not a lot. Just a smidge.
Then your main event. Io Shirai, Rhea Ripley taking on Dakota Kai and Raquel Gonzalez.
This was good.
Pretty good tag match. Raquel and Dakota picked up the win to end your show.
Which will lead to tension and issues and more matches and hells yeah, let's do this.
It was a nice starting ground.
Very nice starting ground. I like how they continued on after TakeOver. I like how they covered the Karrion situation. I think because they did have a little bit of time. Not a lot, but a little bit of time. To deal with it, they were able to take care of him and figure the situation out. So, I'm very excited for next Tuesday. I'm looking forward to the show. I'm looking forward to the 60-minute Ironman match. It should be a lot of fun.
So let's talk about a little bit about Payback, which is live this Sunday on the WWE Network. We're not doing a full preview because there's only four matches, and we're not going to really break down a lot of the stuff because a lot of it is self-explanatory.
We're breaking down one match because I have to scream about it. Pretty much it.
Okay, we're going to start with Bayley and Sasha Banks taking on Shayna Baszler and Nia Jax for the women's tag team titles. We broke it down on Monday. This could go where, you know, you have the odd pairing tag team of Shayna and Nia, and it builds more tension between Bayley and Sasha if they lose, or, you know, they somehow get the win. I think it's more appropriate right now that they keep the belts because I don't want to see the oddball team. So I'm going Bayley and Sasha. What about you? What's your thoughts?
I'm really not a fan of what they did on Monday. Like and I'm happy that they're using Shayna. I'm happy that they're using Nia and they're pushing them and they're giving them a chance and a role. They're expanding the women's division back out because it has been so narrowed down since really the pandemic started because you had a handful of people there. And that was your men's roster and your women's roster. And that was it. So you kind of got the same people week in and week out. And Bayley and Sasha have carried, hard carried, we'll say, the women's division on their back since COVID started.
Playing the Lindsay role?
No, not really. Along with Asuka, right? Like Bayley, Sasha, Asuka. They have been there consistently. They have carried the shows. They've been backed up by Nikki and Alexa. They've been there doing the supplementary roles, and then you've been interchanging women as the months have gone on. Like I said, I'm not fond of the Nia Shayna pairing. I don't feel like it has any charisma, but it's early. That could change. That said, I don't necessarily want them to win the titles. I don't want them to... I guess what I'm trying to say is I would rather see them fight than tag together.
So
and
you're
that's
going,
me.
So you're going Sasha and Bayley.
I think I'm going to go Sasha and Bayley just because they've had really no time to build this. They've had no time to really do anything with this. And well, that could mean that, you know, hey, they pull out a surprise victory and Nia and I'm too tired, guys. I was up too early today. Nia and Shayna win the titles, but I want it to be Sasha and Bayley retain for right now. Because you did a nice teaser at SummerSlam in terms of the tension, but we don't need more tension put on that right now. I would hold that off potentially until the next pay-per-view just to keep them going for a little while.
Keith Lee, Randy Orton. Going to be good. Unfortunately, I think Randy goes over Keith.
Yeah, I think Randy's getting the win here. I love Keith Lee, and I would love to see him get a win over Randy Orton just to help solidify him on the main roster. But again, I think this is something where it's really, really quick. This is probably going to go to the next pay-per-view, and they're going to build a feud out of it. So Randy's going to pick up a win through nefarious means, probably, which will keep things going.
And unless Drew shows up and helps Keith, I think Randy gets the W.
I mean, Drew could.
But he has a skull fracture, so who knows?
Yeah, I mean, he well, supposed skull fracture. Yeah. He may not.
U.S. titles on the line, Apollo Crews and Bobby Lashley. Let's go Lashley.
I say keep it on Crews. Okay. No offense to Bobby Lashley, but I kind of like the idea of MVP's group chasing, if that makes sense.
Alright.
So.
Alright, that's all the matches. We have nothing else to talk about, so let me
No, sir. There's one more. There's one more that has given me anxiety for 4 days now. Five days.
No holds bar, triple threat for the Universal title. The Fiend Bray Wyatt defends against Roman Reigns and Braun Strowman.
I'm going to cry real tears.
She will.
If they do what I think they're going to do, which is they're going to have Bray lose the title to Roman in this match a week after getting it back from Braun. Now, the original plan, which we've kind of talked about before, way back when, was that Goldberg and Roman were supposed to feud. And Roman was supposed to take the title off of Goldberg, and then Bray and Roman were going to feud for the title. Okay? That was the original plan, supposedly, for Mania. And then coming out of Mania, once Roman had the title, Bray was going to come after Roman.
Yeah, probably for the SummerSlam.
That didn't happen. COVID hit, Roman went out for 5 months, and so they needed a replacement. So they had Braun Strowman take over Roman's role. He beat Goldberg, and he was your champion. And then they held off on Bray, because Bray's significant other had a baby. So Bray was out for about a month to 6 weeks, somewhere in there, on paternity leave, taking care of his newborn daughter. And dealing with all of that and just staying away because of COVID. And they've just kind of now brought Bray back, put him into the mix with Strowman to get it to SummerSlam. This is rather inconvenient that he and his significant other had a baby together, because, you know, it gave him the nice chunk of time off to get him to SummerSlam. So we do go through the whole feud with Strowman, right? All three matches, the swamp match, the regular match with Funhouse Bray, the swamp match, and then the no holds barred match on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Bray and Braun beat each other up. Bray turns out victorious. And then Roman Reigns, you never see him coming, out of nowhere, spears the hell out of Bray Wyatt and leaves him laying in the ring as he stands over him with his title, saying, "You're just a man in a mask. You're nothing. You're not anything scary." Okay. Please don't do this to The Fiend. Please don't. Like, they've done such a wonderful job with The Fiend, making him believable, making him scary. Everybody selling that The Fiend is scary. And whenever you deal with Bray Wyatt and you deal with The Fiend, you change. There's a really subtle thing that happens that they do every time Bray ends a feud, is that the person that he deals with in that feud changes. It happened to Rollins. It happened to Balor. It's happened to Strowman. It happened to Miz. It happened to Bryan. You look at him immediately after the Fiend feuds, or very close to after the Fiend feuds, the characters change. It even happened to Alexa. Like, that character is that impactful on other characters that it causes a personality shift. So here we have Roman. And they've all acted afraid of the Fiend. Like, nobody wants the Fiend. But they do. Enter Roman. Roman's not afraid of him. And I get it. He just came back. He's riding high. He's the big dog. He's barking and everything else. So, you know, of course, he's not necessarily going to cower at the Fiend. He's going to come out strong and come at Bray's face. I don't want them to cheapen the Fiend, to ruin what they've done with him for the sake of Roman. I also don't want Bray to lose this match, because you might as well have just had him lose at SummerSlam and let Braun keep the title and have Roman take the title off of Braun. It would have actually been less damaging if Roman had cost Bray the match, Braun retained, and then Roman and Braun go on a feud or go on for the title, than having Bray win the title and a week later, the Fiend, the ultimate character in the quasi trio of characters that he does, loses. Because as we all know, the Fiend, except for that one time, does not lose. Period. End of discussion. He's an extremely strong character. Now, Funhouse Bray can lose. Swamp Bray can lose. That's fine. The Fiend, it's not okay. So if it's the iteration of the Fiend that's going into this match, which it is, he should not lose. He should retain the title. And Bray should pin Braun. Even though it would suck for Braun to eat the pin, Roman shouldn't eat it, because he just came back and they need to book him ultra strong. And then you have Roman and Bray continue on the feud, because I am intrigued by that. And here's why. And I kind of said it on Monday. I think I said it on SummerSlam or SummerSlam review. For Bray, if you look back at their past feuds, you look at what they've done, Roman is always the one that's kind of gotten away for Bray. Bray actually has a little love affair with Roman Reigns. Legit. Go watch him when he's feuding with Roman, and he's very different with Roman than he is anybody else. He has a little crush on Roman. He got to Seth, he got to Dean, and he got his revenge, I think, on both of them. He never got it on Roman. The one other time that they had a really major feud, they started off super strong, and then they backed off of it because Bray just basically went for the jugular on Roman straight out of the gate, and then they pulled it back. And then it was just never the same, and then Bray eventually got sacrificed to Roman. And Roman got away unscathed. Like, there was no change in Roman. And that was kind of the start of the first or second downfall for Bray Wyatt. First. So I don't want a repeat of this, but I want to see the feud because I want to see the Funhouse version of Bray Wyatt with Roman Reigns. I want to see how he reacts to that. I want to see how they do this, how they sell this. But I don't want the Fiend, and I don't want Bray Wyatt sacrificed to Roman Reigns. Because basically, I don't want it to be, oh, hey, Roman's been gone for 5 months, and thanks so much for doing everything you've done, Bray, and, you know, helping to create all these awesome matches, and pivoting so great for WrestleMania, and generating all this buzz, and doing everything, you know, that's awesome, that's great, but oh hey, Roman's back, so it's business as usual, so back down the ladder you go. Like, that's not what I want. I want to see Bray Wyatt come out of this okay. Now, none of that explains the match, right? Like I said, Bray should stay champion, Braun should eat the pin, and then you have Roman chase Bray. And almost have it turned on its ear where Bray's the one that gets away. And Roman's got to pursue. Which, as we know, if Bray does not want to be found, Bray can't be found. So I'm picking my boo-boo. Even though I don't have any confidence in that pick, I'm picking my boo-boo.
Going Bray Wyatt over, retaining over Braun Strowman. Roman Reigns gets taken out by some outside factor. Okay.
Does the outside factor have a name?
No, I just... if something will deter him.
I hope so.
Yeah. All right.
I mean,
go ahead.
I genuinely hope so. So that's payback.
That is payback. All right. So I hate this. I hate this, like, with all my heart, but I gotta do it.
What?
All right. We gotta be serious really quick before we go to break.
Why? What happened?
Just a little while ago, it was announced by Scott Armstrong on Twitter that his father, Hall of Famer Bullet Bob Armstrong, has passed away.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate that for them. That's so sad.
So our thoughts go out to the entire Armstrong family. Death sucks. And
that's hard because I think they lost their mom earlier this year, didn't they?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so bad. Yeah. That's so rough.
Yeah, that news just started breaking in the last 5 to 10 minutes. So
all the love to the Armstrong family. Everybody send your good thoughts and your good vibes to them.
Tweet Road Dog. Tweet Scott Armstrong. Condolences, because they could use it right now.
Yeah, give them all the love that you can, because they need it. So, alright, we are going to take our first and only break of the evening, and when we come back, we are going to be doing Tweet of the Week. Yes, it is the return of Tweet of the Week, and oh boy, is it going to be a long one. And then we're talking all about Fortnite Season 4, aka the Marvel season, so you don't want to miss it. You'll see the rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we'll be right back.
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTR live? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. It's the easiest way to help support us for free.
There is no one better at covering a than CB Radio Not So Live. Join Sir Rockin, the intern and lone jobber, as they go all elite with their breakdowns of every AEW pay-per-view event. CB Radio Not So Live, available after every AEW pay-per-view at wildtalkradio.com and cbradiolive.com.
every Monday night. Get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
It's Boots to Ashes time.
From the big returns.
You gotta be kidding me! I see a ghost in Charlotte! What on earth? I've got chills out here!
To the shocking moments.
In case you haven't figured it out yet, what I do better than anybody is adapt. Last night was plan A. Tonight, plan B. There's always a plan B.
Oh my God! Are you kidding me? Rollins now! He's a Dustin Ambrose! After he took out Reigns!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole wide world in his hands. He's got the whole wide world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands.
It's the Raw Post Show. Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Like what you hear? Subscribe to The Rack on Apple Podcasts. Just search for The Rack Radio Show. And while you're there, leave us a review and tell us your thoughts on your favorite show on a Thursday night.
Did you know you can use support a creator code, Rock and Sock, in the Fortnite item shop? That's R-O-C-K-N-S-O-C-K in the Fortnite item shop.
You think you know me?
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar, a.k.a. Dwight Henderson from Haven, and you are listening to The Rack.
Welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us somewhere on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you get a quick second and you happen to have a Prime Gaming sub available, well, you're welcome to use it here. Just click the little purple button down at the bottom of the screen, and you can subscribe for free. For 30 days. I mean, that's pretty awesome, guys. But if you don't have a Prime Gaming sub, or you really love us and you just want to subscribe or follow the regular way, well, you can do that too on the little purple button. We were happy to have you. But if you just want to chill and chat and lurk and hang out, that's fine too. We're happy to have you any way we can get you. And if you're in a following mood, please go follow my channel, twitch.tv/LynnsWard, same as my Twitter, because I actually streamed today, guys. I legit actually streamed because today it's a brand new Fortnite season. So I had to react to the Battle Pass. So you can go check that out on the VOD if you like. You can't, but I really like it if you go watch it. That would be wonderful.
Or YouTube.com/RockRadioShow.
Or YouTube.com/RockRadioShow. Yes, you can do that too. So, all right, guys.
Sit back, relax, put up your feet.
It's Tweet of the Week time.
Well, I used to be the kind of person spending time on MySpace until the spammers ended up taking over my place, and I was so bitter. Until I found Twitter, ooh, a place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're giving. My addiction starts to climb. I go to refresh my timeline, 'cause I won't stop tweeting. No more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm sure.
So, all right, John Rogers. I just Googled, can pickles go bad? If you're wondering how my sexy Hollywood life is going, John Rogers again. I did not know this was such an intriguing question. The answer is yes, but pickles last a good 1 to 2 years past the standard Best Buy date. So helpful tip. Good to know. So if pickles go bad, you still got like 2 years on them.
Why I favorited that?
No, there's just a tweet in here. I'm like, why did I favorite that? I don't know. I think I misfavorited that. Anyway. Oh, I know why I favorited it. Stream starting up in a couple hours. This is Anthony Kongfen. Excited about tonight's sponsored stream. I'm letting chat choose what I eat tonight on stream. This can either go really, really well or horribly bad. Dr. Lupo. I choose me. Ben, you slut. Followed by Tim Havelock, aka Darkness429. Not if I choose me first. Guys, there is enough of both of you to go around. You don't have to fight over him. Really. Manoush, aka Cypher's wife. I personally think all these streamers are spending way too much time practicing how to play with the wrong type of beam.
Yeah.
I mean, if they flicked a different beam, it would be a different story for a lot of them. That's all I'm saying. You know, they would definitely get that crown every time. And maybe Tim wouldn't have had to have struggled for a week.
We're about to go on a journey here in a minute.
We're about to what?
About to go on a journey here in a minute.
Yeah. We're going on the Tim the Tatman experience, guys. Just sit back. But before we get there, Justin, Orton punted Shawn Michaels right in his skull. His vision may never be the same.
Wait.
Art or Cal? Watching Tim fail at Fall Guys is also a masterclass on how to rage. I can see a college class in a few years, Balding 101, where you are taught the finer intricacies of the facial expressions, timing, and verbiage for maximum content effort. Watch it.
There you go.
So Scott McGilvery and Richard Narm were having a conversation, and I can't get the original tweet from Scott McGilvery, but Richard Narm basically says, measure thrice, cut five times. That's my motto. To which Scott McGilvery replies, the Brian Ballmer approach. And Brian Ballmer goes, not true. I literally wrote the book. And it's Brian. He puts a picture of the book. Brian Ballmer, measure twice, trips and ticks. Yeah, I can't read. Tips and tricks from the pros to help you avoid the most common DIY disasters. So it's a plug.
Yeah.
And it's funny. Good job, guys. Very good job. Rob Schomburger, I'm offering a $5,000 reward to anyone who can definitively prove that the leader of Retribution is Carol Baskin.
Okay.
Get on it, Samoa Joe. Someday, some of you will tell your grandchildren perfectly manicured tales of your youth and the many valuable life lessons you learned. They will dig up the archives of your socials and be like, nah.
Nah.
Matt Mitchell, if college football gets canceled, does it still count as Tennessee's 13th straight rebuilding year?
I mean,
it's a legitimate question.
It is a legitimate question.
Finn Balor, I just had 2 beers and a donut. He's eating carbs, guys. Caitlin, male birth control is free. It's called having 2 monitors and a light-up keyboard. Trevor May responds, I got a cat, though. Stu Bennett, thank you all for the nice messages about my return to NXT. Crazy couple of days, but I enjoyed it so much. I'll be back for Super Tuesday next week. Shout out to Vic Joseph, Beth Phoenix, and Tom Phillips for taking it easy on the new kid. Bray Wyatt, are you here for that Nexus reunion thing? Stu, yowie wowie, brother. Only if I'm still allowed to be the leader. Hashtag we are one. Guys, he's been back one day. Can you not?
I mean, you know.
Good Lord. And last but certainly not least, Jake Black, who is a very dear friend of the show. We have reviews his books. He's a fabulous writer. We love him so much. He is battling a heart tumor. And he tweeted out, heart tumor fight begins. Alternate caption, I'm being assimilated by the Borg. And he shows a picture, I think, of what the port is in his chest. So if you guys could send him lots of love and positive thought as he's fighting this, I'm sure he would appreciate it. Just don't like over send it. But just like if you think about it, just say, hey, you can do the thing or something like that, because I'm sure he would appreciate it. It's at Jake Boy Slim on Twitter, if you want to give him, you know, a hey, what's up.
Okay.
So that's all I have.
Daniel Bryan, I haven't played video games since the original Nintendo, but I just watched my wife play UFC 4 on ESPN2 and was so inspired, I'm starting my own Twitch. Renee, wow, just abandoning your loyalty to Tout, huh? You're the brand ambassador. Daniel Bryan, oh, I thought Tout had morphed into Twitch and that's why the kids love it so much. Is Twitch not Tout?
Way to cover, Bryan. Way to cover.
Tim the Tatman. Medium well is the best way to eat a steak. Coaxy. Common Tim the Tatman L. Move along. Tim the Tatman. Can't spell Coaxy without an L. Coaxy. Fuck. Ewok tweeted. I just saw it. Can't spell Tim the Tatman without fall damage. True. True story. All right. Let's see. Courage JD. I'm the best fucking Fall Guys player in the world. You all suck. get on my level. Dr. Lupo. Jack, you just watched me close on Milton T. Pike 1, a.k.a. Baby Hands. Come on now. Courage. I was just happy Milton could grab the controller and hold on to it. Dr. Lupo. All thanks to massive strides in controller shrinking technology. Milton. Lupo, we got the same number of fucking you know, I try to make a response and then I see my fucking profile picture. Which, at that point, was a picture of Baby Hands because he lost the bet to Lupo. Because, you know, reasons. Also, fun fact, before a human fetus develops hands in the womb very on, it's called a pocket, just a pocket of cells called a blastula, which eventually turns into the rectum. So before anything, everyone starts out as nothing more than an asshole, and you just happen to stay that way. It was directed at Dr. Lupo, because, you know, reasons. Now that we're going on adventure, we all ready? Fall Guys. Tweets. At Tim the Tap Man. Been told to swing by and ask you how many crowns you have. Tim the Tap Man. Okay. Who did this? Fall Guys. Hi, Tim. Sorry to bother you again. I was just looking for an L, but couldn't find one. Someone said you had taken them all? Tim the Tap Man. Okay, dude. Meet me in the gulag. I'm tired of this. Fall Guys. 1v1 slime climb? Tim the Tap Man. Bring it. I've watched tutorials. I'm literally a master of that map now. Courage replied to the one about the crown thing. Stop. This is so rude. Little Timmy is doing his best. I mean, he is. He really is doing his best.
He's trying
extremely, really hard. You know, because reasons. Let's see. We're it's hard because, wait, Twitter is, you know. Back to the steak one. Tim constantly over here proving that success doesn't mean you're always right. That's strike two, Timmy, said Jack Septic Eye. Yeah, he's taking L's everywhere. Let's see. Going back to the crowns comment. Nick Merckx. Damn, T, 1 week, no wins? Shit's crazy. Tim Tetman. Stay out of this, 5'11". Nick Merckx. You're fat. Dr. Lupo. I think you're both right. Let's see. Going back to the Twitch one. Austin Creed tweeted Daniel Bryan. The Ron Burgundy, I don't believe you, GIF. Daniel Bryan, how dare you, sir? As if I would lie on social media about starting a Twitch. I can also do a book club on that platform, right? Just you wait. Shaking my fist. Okay, so let's see. Going back. Marcel, there's a bug in Warzone. If you buy a teammate back, you can lose your self-revive. Lando Norris. Guess you never should buy a self-revive when playing with Tim Tapman then. Gonna lose that multiple times a game. Tim goes, Lando! Marcel then tweeted, I'd like to report a murder or whatever, GIF. Because that was probably pretty...
Yeah, that was pretty harsh. Yeah. I'm not going to lie. That was, like, really harsh.
Yeah.
But funny.
So Fall Guys tweets, hey, Tim, we just ranked up all of our players by how well they're doing and thought you'd like to know you aren't actually in last place. There's one other account that's done worse than you, but it's actually a developer account that we just use for testing AFK. Fall Guys, at Tim Tetman, hey, Tim, we ran the numbers, and doesn't look like you'll be able to achieve a crown by yourself. Would you like us to gift you one so that people stop saying things like, Tim is so bad, lol? You can pretend you won it if you like. We won't tell anyone. I mean.
I don't know why they decided they were going to pick on Tim, but they decided they were going to goddamn, like, kill Tim on Twitter.
Dakotas, can we add a battle res function for him? I mean, you know. Tim, I demand my own Fall Guy in the game for all the slander. Fall Guys, we could rename Yellow Team to Team Tim. Tim goes, stop it. Fall Guys, the at GWR world record for longest live stream is 161 hours, 11 minutes, and 32 seconds. Pretty sure Tim the Tap Man can beat it if he just streams Fall Guys until he wins the crown. Now we go on the journey. So Tim the Tap Man had 300,000 viewers, 340-something thousand viewers watching him play the game Fall Guys last week.
Mm-hmm.
So... Fall Guys tweets, are you doing this on purpose for views? At Tim the Tap Man. I was the toucan. Easy dub. Thanks. At Tim the Tap Man. I'm the cactus, mate. Ha 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 ha. Fall Guys. At Tim the Tap Man. Tim, you might want to make your profile private after the stream. I've been lining up so many roasts today in preparation for your losing streak. Can you remember when you called it a kids game?
Ouch.
Yeah.
Like, the Fall Guys guy literally spent all day roasting Tim. Like, that was just his job.
Yeah. Courage. I'm watching a fully grown man that has a wife and a kid struggle for over 8 hours straight trying to win a game made for children, and when he loses, he screams at his little penguin plush doll named Kevin. I'm watching Tim the Tap Man. So Fall Guy tweets, hey Tim, congrats on all your wins today. I've attached a video montage of them to this tweet. Sit back and enjoy. And there's the pointing down emoji. There was nothing attached.
Oh.
Cypher PK, I might have to start a whole new Fall Guys channel to help Tim win a game. How to win at Fall Guys, coming to new Cypher PK channel near you. Squatting Dog, at Tim the Tap Man, for a game that specializes in falling, you would think that channeling your fall damage content from Fortnite would enhance your ability to play Fall Guys. Yet, here we are, each day, the same as the last. ESPN Esports tweets, it's been 7 days and still no win for Tim Tatman and Fall Guys. They were tracking his struggles. Fall Guys tweets, my little friend Tim is really struggling on Fall Guys. He used to say things like, it's a kid's game, it's easy. Now he says things like, my whole life is ruined. I will never win at this game. I am very disappointing. Dude! F's in the replies, please, for Tim the Tap Man. Nate Hill, Tim tweets, Fall Guys is the hardest game I've ever played in my life. Nate Hill goes, Tim, the game is ridiculously easy. Tim, shut up, dude. Don't you have like a GQ magazine to be on? He goes, yeah.
I mean, he probably does.
Yeah. Fall Guys, I hope I'm still alive when Tim the Tap Man scores a dub. I'm 31 years old right now. So at the current rate, it's looking pretty unlikely. Fall Guys, I'm not gonna let a 6-year-old bully me in a game for 6-year-olds, bro. Literally, said Tim the Tap Man. 0 wins, 647 losses. Now we turn it around. Dr. Lupo, anything is possible. Tim the Tap Man won a crown. Believe in the unbelievable. Fall Guys tweets, we just witnessed one of the biggest gaming moments of our lifetimes. For years to come, people will be asking each other, where were you when Tim the Tap Man got the dub?
Okay, so I want to set this up, right? Because I don't think people understand. If you weren't there, you don't understand how... Yes, Tim did really deserve this roasting.
By the way, there's still more roasting to come from, because it's lined up weird. Keep going.
Yeah, but so when Tim finally won, I think it was what? Was it Thursday or Friday last week?
Last Wednesday.
Okay, so last Wednesday he gets the win. So it's in the afternoon. It's later in the afternoon.
It's like 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Tim has been struggling all day to get a win, right? All goddamn day to get a win. He's with Nadeshot. They're trying to get him the win. And, like, he did. He legit peaked at, like, 320...
342.
342. 342,000 people. Over a quarter million of a people. Like, quarter million of people. There we go. I can speak. Are watching Tim the Tap Man, a Twitch streamer, play Fall Guys on Twitch, trying to get a win. Think about that. In 2020, that's where we were. Over a quarter million of people are watching a streamer play a game made for children because he cannot get a win, and we all desperately want Tim to get that win because we need it. We goddamn need Tim to get that win so hard because this year has just bent us over so hard that it's like we just need one good thing, right? And this is it. This is it. Tim's going to get his win and everything's going to be okay because something good happened in 2020. As stupid and as asinine as it sounds, that was legit the atmosphere going on around this win. And when he finally got it, which it was in Hexagon, by the way, which he hates, but he got it in Hexagon. Twitter erupted. He was trending on Twitter. Twitch broke.
Mm-hmm.
From the amount of just constant subs he was getting. I think he got like 5,500 subs in one day after that win. Think about that. 5,500 subs in one afternoon after winning Fall Guys.
Mm-hmm.
I think at one point he actually did break Fall Guys as well, but he definitely broke
Twitch. I'm going to get to that here in a second.
But, I mean, it was just this monumental moment of Tim winning that we were all just so elated for him because it's like, oh yes, thank God, finally, Tim got the win. Because he was like, the other side of this is he's moving to Florida. And Wednesday was the last day he was going to stream before he was gone for like 5 days. So he was either going to have to win and shut the Fall Guys dude up, or he was going to have to endure 5 days of constant roasting because he still hadn't got a win. So he made sure he got his dub, and it was a glorious, glorious moment when he won.
All right,
anyway, no, I'm sorry, continue.
Okay, so there was more roasting, so let's get to the roasting, then more congratulations. Fall Guys, goo. Lag? Fall Guys, Tim, I think our servers are strong enough to cope with your losing streak. Just checking with the server team now to confirm. Can't believe this. No server has ever seen such loss. At Tim the Tap Man, please stop losing. The irony, Fall Guys. The irony is at Tim the Tap Man, by definition, is literally the Fall Guy. And puts the definition. A scapegoat. He contends that he's innocent, that he was set up as a Fall Guy. Fall Guys, okay, I think it's about He's about to get the win. I feel it. Come on, Tim the Tap Man. Don't make us look like a clown. False alarm. LOL. He was never going to win. And that's all the roasting. Now some more positive. Ninja. Something we desperately needed this year was Tim the Tap Man, trying such failing to get his first crown on Fall Guys. Millions of people bonding and laughing over something and so goofy slash silly. We will look back and remember this being one good thing that happened in 2020, as Lindsay just mentioned. Tim the Tap Man, he did it! Or, Twitch, he did it! All hail the king! At Tim the Tap Man. Laser meme. I've always said being shit at games is way better for content. Tim the Tap Man helping prove my point. GG on the win!
Ouch.
I mean, yeah. It's a thing. Let's see. A few more. Fall Guys. LOL, ever since we gave Dr. Lupo the skin, he's been on a losing streak. He's the new Tim the Tap Man. He went from hero to zero. You hate to see it. Do we take the costume back if he can't get a win today? Tim the Tap Man, yes, give it to me. Lupo, might be appropriate. You're a bot at this game.
Oh!
I mean, you know.
Ouch.
There's other tweets we could save for another week, but I have one little set more.
Okay.
Because we're going to get into Fortnite. Thackeray. I forgot about Gary's Mod's prop hunt. How do I get all my friends to play tonight? Gathalion. Probably ask him. Dr. Lupo, wait, does this work? Gathalion, wait, it might. Vakre, I'm willing to try. Thanks for the tips, guys. Dr. Lupo, it's what we're here for. That is Tweet of the Week.
All right, so we are going to talk about Fortnite Season 4. Chapter 2, the Marvel season, and we're going to give our impressions because we've now gone in and both played the game. We've both kind of gone through the battle pass. We've gone around the map. We're going to, you know, basically talk about what we like so far and what we don't like so far because we both do have some negatives.
She forgot one thing in that intro.
What?
We both won the game, too.
Yeah, we've already got a dub. Rock has two, actually. He has a solo.
And then I helped her get her win.
I helped.
I said helped. I said the word helped.
So, and I've heard a lot of, like, mixed reactions about this season, which I can completely understand. Because the entire season is framed around Marvel Comics, Marvel Comics characters. It's a Marvel storyline. Basically, the ghost versus shadow stuff has been set to one side, specifically for this season. I don't know if we're going to see any kind of reference to it at all, which for me personally, that's really sad because I was really liking where the story was going, and I'm not a fan of it taking a back seat right now, but I want to see where the season goes and how that all unravels, mm-hmm. basically, because they're weaving Marvel into the story.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just not sure how it's all going to connect. So, of course, I'm sure they'll show us how it connects later in the season. But if you're not a fan of Marvel Comics or comics in general, I can see why this would be a disappointment or this wouldn't be as fun for you because it's like it's a completely dedicated battle pass to it. Like they went full send on this. They have locations on the map, music, graphics, sounds, henchmen, you name it. It's all comic themed.
Mm-hmm.
Which, if you're into it, that's awesome, and a lot of people who are into it really like it. If you're not into it, you're kind of like, yeah, it's cool, it's Marvel, but eh?
Mm-hmm.
Like, do I really want to spend the money on the Battle Pass to get all the cosmetics and get everything for the skins that I'm probably not going to use? And I think some people are answering no. So what are your thoughts?
Okay, so I have a few thoughts. All right, first off, Marvel, cool. I'm not the biggest Marvel fan, so it's like, it was very underwhelming, the battle pass itself. Here's why. I love trolley emotes. Kitty, kitty, kitty. He's a cat. If you mess with him, you're going to get scratched. Awesome. The Shooting Stars one from this past season, great. Very trolley. I miss my trolley emotes. This season, everything is geared up specifically for each character. They all have their own specific stuff. They're emotes, and they're very character specific. That's my biggest negative, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't mix, there's no trollness. Currently, there's only one boss on the map, and that's Dr. Doom. You have Stark robots, but that's, you know, whatever. They're easy, pretty much. The one thing I do like, okay, the fish. I love all the new fish.
Yeah, there's a bunch of, I think there's like, what, 20 or 30, something like that, different varieties of fish that you can catch, and within the varieties, there's different variations of those varieties. So you can get different versions, and it's, you know, you have shield fish, you have health fish, you have fish that make you run fast, you have, like, fish that are basically like the Hop Rocks from season 4, I think.
Five, six, something like that.
Somewhere in there of chapter one, you have a Midas fish that turns everything to gold. Like, you just have different fish, which is really cool. I kind of want to go back to the battle pass for a second, because I do want to compliment Epic on how they did the battle pass in terms of the cosmetics. You can tell a lot of work and a lot of love went into this battle pass just based on the way that the cosmetics look, the way the skins look. I personally love the way they did the gliders. I like how they have the one glider that has the comic art on it, because I feel like they could apply other art to that if they really wanted to, like the in-game art. They could put that on the glider if they wanted to, and I kind of hope they do that, because that would be nice, a nice way to customize the gliders. You can have your favorite loading screen on there, and that would be cool. But I also like how they did the hero-specific gliders, because they're not just their traditional gliders. A couple of them are, you just fly. Like Thor, and I think Storm. I want to say Doom, and... Oh, crap, what's the last one? Thor, Storm, Doom.
Iron Man,
thank you. They all have you just fly. That's your glider. It's something that attaches to your back, and then you can actually just fly. Or in Thor's case, you're holding Mew Mew, and you fly with Mew Mew. So I really like how they did that. It's really, really cool. Storm, for the 5 minutes that I read comics, she's one of my favorite characters from comics, and she looks absolutely sick in this game. Like, they did a wonderful job on her and just how she looks. I love, like, the metallic against the flat and how they did all that. Like, she's on the screen right now. I love how all that works. Like, you can tell Epic took the time on this, and it's just beautiful. I think even if you're not a Marvel fan, they did wonderful work. So hats off. I mean, you should show them Wolverine's arm hair.
I'm gonna get there.
But yeah, that's what I wanted to say about the battle pass.
So some of the another negative of it, as we're going through showing you the battle pass on the screen, is that there was not a lot of map changes to start. There was only one new set. It's the Doom's domain, which was Pleasant Park, and it's no longer Pleasant Park, it's Doom's Domain, so it's like, that's the only real change so far, but there's more coming, we've been told. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, I think it's going to be progressive changes.
Mm-hmm, which is fine.
Which I'm okay with. My one issue with the Dr. Doom stuff is, one, I love the house, okay? The house that they built him in former Pleasant is great. I think it's fantastic. I love everything about it. But it's like when you have, like, the grotto, right, that's all closed up, and you have the authority that's been abandoned just in the middle of the map. There's just nothing there anymore. It's like you would think, like, a supervillain like Dr. Doom wouldn't take up in a suburban neighborhood, you know, just out in the country somewhere, that he'd want, you know, the authority, or he'd want to take over, you know, the grotto and drain out the grotto and do that. I mean, it's just really funny to me that he has this dark kind of Victorian-esque house with, like, turrets and everything and towers and Pleasant, and it's, like, black. And he has this giant statue of himself where the gazebo was. And then my personal excitement was when they opened the bay back up under the soccer field. I told everybody it was still there. All y'all laughed at me. All of y'all were like, no, Lindsay, the underground areas are gone. They're gone. You know what? No, they're not. He's down there the whole goddamn time. So, neat. I'm good. I'm done.
So, everything you just saw on your screen, use creator code ROCKETSLOCK into Fortnite item shop, #add epic partner.
No, Mystique's son is not in the pass.
So, that's Fortnite stuff. It should be a fun season, I think, hopefully. See how it goes. It's a longer season, a little bit. A few more weeks longer than the last one. Last one was 10 weeks. Which was back to normal. This is probably going to the end of November, so maybe some into early December, so we'll see.
Yeah, and the other thing that we should talk about real quick is that the little loot bots, the little flying loot bots are back, and you can get additional superhero stuff, because the villain, like, mythic weapons for this season are, like, Dr. Doom's powers. So you get, like, this spirit bomb thing, essentially, that you can chuck at people, and then you get, like, glowing green gauntlets that you can shoot stuff at people, and they're pretty freaking sick. But then on top of that, from the loot Botch. You can get, I think, a flying emote from Thor. You can get the Silver Surfer's surfboard, and then you can get Groot's root ball.
Yep, so far. So, and the legendary star gun.
And actually, Ash, Silver Surfer, I don't think warned the island about Galactus's arrival. The way that they set it up in the game was it was Thor who came in and warned everybody, or tried to warn everybody. That's the way that they set it up in the trailer. Can we play the trailer? Are we allowed to play the trailer?
I don't know.
I think I saw streamers play it this morning, so I think we should be okay.
All right, hold on. We'll get to it. A couple things. One, they got rid of the attack shotgun.
Sad face.
Rest in peace, attack shotgun, until it gets
unvaulted.
Unvaulted.
They unvaulted the pump. Why did you unvault the pump?
I don't know.
Why did they keep the trash shotgun? I need to speak to somebody about this.
Need to speak to the manager?
I need to speak to the manager.
Where would the thing be?
That's the trailer?
Yeah, the trailer.
It might be...
Because the what's it called? Newsfeed's not up at the moment, so it would usually be there, so I don't have the trailer. Can't play the trailer if it's not there, guys, sorry. Anyway.
That's the Battle Pass trailer, but I don't know what the in-game trailer is.
Yeah, I can't find it, so... Right. Oh, well. We tried.
We'll have to find it, and you can find it probably out on, like, Epic's Twitter.
You can find it on Lindsay's stream, youtube.com/rockradioshow, twitch.tv/Lindsay, where it's there.
Yeah, and you can listen to me react to it. But basically, yeah, that's the way that they set it up, was that Thor comes down, and he tries to warn the island, and basically they lose all their... I know that. I know you're going that, but just for people that are listening, that's not how it went in Fortnite. This is the way that they set it up in Fortnite, is that Thor showed up, he's trying to warn everybody about Galactus because he's coming to eat us all, and so they sent heroes to save us and Dr. Doom for some reason. I'm still trying to figure out why Dr. Doom, other than he's going to be like the antagonist in this and he's going to try to help Galactus. That's the only thing I can figure. I don't know. All I know is the man has a throne in his house.
And it's an emote too. That's a cool emote. I wish everyone could have it.
I respect it. Wholeheartedly. I mean, you just walk in his house and there's a throne right there in by the front door. It's gotta get drafty. But he has like a wine cellar and he has two attics and the man has the most wonderful bathroom. His little bay window with a tub. I mean, come on. Dude's taking care of himself, obviously.
Obviously. So I think that's it. We'll go gather the group. And play some Fortnite with friends, take you through the map.
Yes, because we want to go run around and we want to continue to do challenges and have fun.
So, that's our show.
That is our show, so you got stuff to plug, so plug away.
Check out the Rock Extra Reviews, PGA Tour 2K21, available now. UFC 1 should be available next week. Yes, we're reviewing that. Check out all the SmackDown Throwdown, the SummerSlam Review, the TakeOver Review, all of them are available at rockradioshow.com. Saturday Night Midnight Edition, CB Radio, CBLab.com, GrandTheGreatDebate.com. Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio will review Payback. Monday Night's Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back live next Thursday night to review Payback, 10 p.m. Eastern. Rock Radio Show on all your favorite social media platforms. If you have Amazon Prime, link to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. You can subscribe for free by hitting that purple rectangular button below the screen. Use credit code RocketSock at Fortnite Shop. Hashtag ad, hashtag Epic Partner at Wild Talk Radio on Twitter, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network.
And you can follow me on most of the social medias and on Twitch, twitch.tv/Linsward and Linsward, LANSWRD, on all the rest of the socials. Also, please check out my Fortnite reaction video, youtube.com/RackRadioShow and twitch.tv/Linsward. If you want to see my reaction to the Fortnite Battle Pass and initial reactions to Season 4, it's available for your viewing pleasure. Also, don't forget to check out MBGFilms, youtube.com/MBG1211, because he's got some fun, amazing stuff over there, and you'll enjoy it. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to Rock right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we are going to be back in just a couple minutes with Fortnite with friends. So till then, bye!
Radio.com.